Good afternoon. Today is exactly the kind of day that Eve would have loved. The sun is shining in Chapel Hill. The Duke game and the ACC tournament are just a few days away. And a whole lot of her fellow Tar Heels are gathered here to recommit ourselves to helping others. Today is a day to celebrate the special person that Eve was and to recognize the engagement and outreach efforts she inspired so many of us to undertake. We are also mindful that we have lost other members of the Carolina family and that people elsewhere have been touched by this tragedy. Today, we remember them all. And through remembering, celebrate our common purpose as an academic community. As many of you know, I met Eve when she was in high school. I was one of four people who interviewed and selected her for the Moorhead Caine Scholarship. The good scores were low, and the best score was supposed to be a 1.0. I gave her a 0.7. I just couldn't help myself. Whenever I help select a Moorhead Caine scholar, I always send them an email afterward, encouraging them to come to Carolina and letting them know they should contact me with any questions. Most students write back a two-sentence note saying they are honored to receive the scholarship and are thinking it over. Eve sent me 500 words. Her letter was emotional and erudite, and the punctuation was unlike anything I'd ever seen. She used colons, semicolons, and hyphens like a college professor, and she used exclamation marks like a 10-year-old kid. She became student body president at the same time that I became dean of the College of Arts and Sciences. We sat in my office on the second floor of South Building and talked about advising, the Achievement Index, and study abroad credits. We always went over our time and always tried to fix everything that Eve said was broken. On the first warm day of that spring, she saw me driving out of my parking place by the Bynum Fountain. I had the top down on my 1995 Miata. When she saw me, Eve screamed, "Oh my God, Holden, that car is totally ridiculous." I think that meant she liked it. Last year, Eve sat behind me at the Smith Center. I always gave her a high five on the way out if we won. On her last night with us, we beat the daylights out of Florida State. It was senior night. On the way out, I gave her a high five, and she grabbed my hand and shook it. Because for Eve, if it was senior night and we whipped the Seminoles, a simple high five just wasn't enough. It needed more love. There was always more love in Eve, especially love for Carolina. The 500-word email she sent me in 2004 was a commercial for our university. She hadn't even been to school here yet. But our traditions of public service and access never met a better friend. She never quit pushing us to do more for our world and for each other. Eve inspired her family, her fellow students, her professors, administrators, and the trustees she worked with as student body president to work harder. Her enthusiasm, originality, and persistence made her an unforgettable person. The best way to remember Eve is to accept her challenge to serve others.